Hey, I'm here with Keena Wilkins in Ashbury in the inner west of Sydney. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming.
I got to catch your latest ephemera quartet gig.
Thank you for coming, yes.
Keena, you're a performer, a composer, teacher, across a number of styles. You've got a few projects going.
So I guess in terms of original projects, I've got four main projects. The one that's been going the longest is the Ephemera Quartet that you came to see last Friday, 6th of September at Red Rushler. That's been going now for 4 years. Then I've got another Indigenous collaboration project called Yulugi with didgeridoo player Gumroy Newman, and then I do solo flute and solo piano shows as well. So it's all my own compositions and my own improvisations. The Ephemera Quartet, as you know, was entirely space music, so it's music inspired by astronomy, so astronomical concepts, pictures, and a lot of the pieces also involve space sounds.
What took you into the direction of outer space in terms of sound and inspiration? Where did the idea come from?
Well, funnily enough, I have been interested in astronomy for a very long time. When I was 13, I used all of my savings to buy a telescope. So it was always something I was very, very interested in. But when I got to high school and got into, upper high school, I realised I didn't really have any skills in physics, unfortunately. So it was always like a hobby. I was always very interested in, astronomical development stuff. And obviously I went into music and I've been, freelancing in music for 20 years now, basically. And it was about 5 years ago that I started thinking, well, how can I create a style that is really my own? I have played in a wide variety of ensembles, in wide variety of styles, from classical to jazz to flamenco to tango, folk, you name it, I've done it at some point, right? And I wanted to find something that could really be mine, and then I feel like I could own is the wrong word, but just really express what I'm about, I guess, and not try and copy anything else. So that was really my main motivation, and I did come to this kind of realization during my master's. I was doing a Master's of Music Composition at Sydney Conservatorium. So my supervisor at the time was Professor Anne Boyd, and she really helped me kind of find this. Because for me, improvisation is always a central part of it as well. I find it connects to my kind of like spiritual essence. I am always trying to create opportunities and situations where I improvise, because then I feel more connected. Okay. And which is kind of linked to the space thing as well, because my interest in astronomy, it feels very kind of spiritual as well. I literally, about 6 or 7 years ago now, I literally googled space sounds and I tried to see what was out there. And it turns out there's an astronomer based in Melbourne called Dr. Paul Francis, who has compiled a library of space sounds. And I contacted him and I said, would you mind if I use these for my shows and some of my published compositions? And he was very happy about it. He finds them very lovely and relaxing and calming to listen to as well. So he was really, the whole reason he put it online was actually in order for more people to get access to it and to share it and do things with it. So he was super happy about it. He obtained them from open source NASA files. So a lot of them are electromagnetic waves put through a spectrograph to be made audible. So that's kind of where the sound originally comes from.
Everybody's heard that there's no sound in space.
Yeah, true.
Can't scream in space.
Yes, very, very true. And so what I use in my shows is a variety of things. Like, so for example, it's electromagnetic waves put through a spectrograph to be made audible. So that's one type of space sound. Another type of space sound is actual radio signals that are coming from Saturn's rings. We're going to perform it at our show on November 30th, Seymour Centre, Sydney, at the Sound Lounge. So we're going to perform that one at the Sound Lounge.
Brilliant.
But that will be an ensemble improvisation to radio signals that are emitted from Saturn's rings, and nobody knows why. So that was picked up by NASA. This is all open source files from NASA. And then the other sounds that I sometimes use are, there was a microphone on the Mars rover that NASA put there, and so it's literally like all the bumps of the Mars rover driving around Mars.
I really loved the improvisation pieces with your musicians. Can you tell me about why you chose...
You have to find the right people for the project. So I needed to find people that I just get on with and are very comfortable improvising for long periods of time. Funnily enough, we started doing this kind of free improvisation stuff probably 5 years ago now. Did you ever go to Shush Centre for Hybrid Arts in Parramatta? It's not around anymore, but it used to be around 5 years ago, and they would hold regular nights where they'd screen silent films and we would do improvisations to those silent films. And initially I was asked to write a score, and I did start writing a score, and then I thought, you know what, I've jammed so much with Elson and Will, we're just going to wing it and see what happens. And it was really, really good. We got great feedback. And they're brilliant musicians in their own right as well. So I'm really lucky to be working with them. So yeah, it started out as a trio with Elson Price and Will Gilbert. Elson is an ABC jazz solo recording artist, and he's absolutely brilliant player. He's performed many, many times internationally. And Will is a jazz trumpeter, conservatorium jazz graduate, and also just incredibly brilliant improviser and performed all over Australia. So we started out just us three about 2 years ago, I think. I met Carl. About a year ago, Elson had back surgery, so he couldn't do one of the gigs. And then I thought, well, I guess, and I'd asked a few double basses, and I thought, well, I guess it doesn't need to be a double bass. So I'd already met Carl, and I thought, oh, you know, I know he's a very good improviser, and I know he's interested in what I do. So I kind of tried him out on one gig, and we played at 505 last year, and it went really well. And then Elson came back, and I thought, well, why not just kind of combine all the sounds? So we did, and it went pretty well.
I noticed you used a bit of the sound of the countdown for the original moon landing. Oh. That was really interesting, clever.
Yeah, so I guess that's all in the category of space sounds as well, isn't it? I mean, I find those vintage recordings fascinating because, you know, they're really monumental, important moments in human history. People have probably heard it 1,000 times. They know exactly what it is straight away. So I just find that the kind of energy of that recording very exciting, and I think that all of us did. So I think it kind of like spurs on the improvisation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ephemera Quartet, how many recordings have you done?
We've released one album, which was 2 years ago. That was a double album, so there was 18 tracks on it altogether. Some of them are quite long. So yeah, we've only done one album. We are kind of preparing for another one at some point. You can check out our album, which is Orbits and Riffs, which was released in 2017. It's on Spotify, it's on iTunes, it's on Bandcamp, and we're on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram as well as Ephemera Ensemble, and our website is ephemeraensemble.com.
Well, thanks so much for all of that, Kina. And so you've got your next gig coming up at the Sound Lounge, you said?
Yes, Sound Lounge, Seymour Centre Sound Lounge, which is in Chippendale, 30th of November. So that's just going to be our quartet. So we're on Seymour Centre website and our website, and I hope to see people there.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Kina.
Thanks, Catherine.